Oliva Lutaya is a local food vendor and single mother of two. She has appeared before an army court-martial 24 times since June of 2021, 5 months after the country's last general elections were held. Lutaya is one of 28 members of the opposition National Unity Platform who are accused of treachery and possession of ammunition stemming from the election, which President Yoweri Museveni won. Human Rights Watch has said the vote was characterized by widespread violence and human rights abuses. On a rainy Saturday, May 8, 2021, Lutaya says she received a call from an unknown person who said her mobile number had been used in the theft of a motorcycle. Lutaya says she locked up her two children in their one-room house and quickly offered to clear up the issue by meeting the caller at the nearest police station. She disappeared after that. Sarah Nambi is Lutaya's aunt. Nambi says she became concerned when she did not hear from her niece. Nambi says 3 months later, she learned that Lutaya was being held at the Kigo government prison. When Lutaya was moved to the Luzira maximum security prison, Nambi went to visit. Nambi says at that time, she learned more about her niece's incarceration. She says, I asked her what happened and what the issue was. She said, Auntie, they claim they got me with an improvised explosive device bomb. Nambi says, I asked her, you only had keys and an umbrella then. Where was the bomb? She says, because she had on a very skimpy skirt. Nambi says, I asked her where the explosives were and she told me she too knew nothing. Lutaya has pleaded not guilty to the charges which carry the death sentence. A trial date has never been set as the prosecution states it is not ready to start the proceedings. Uganda celebrated its 61st Independence Day celebrations October 9th under the theme Sustaining a United and Progressive Nation, Taking Charge of Our Future as a Free Nation. For Sarah Nambi, this theme wasn't meaningful. She says, to be honest, I wasn't happy about it when I have a prisoner who didn't enjoy her freedom. She says, it is a day of independence, yet I have someone who isn't independent. No. Nicholas Opio, a human rights lawyer, says for those who have been subjected to alleged human rights violations, the independence slogan and celebrations mean nothing.
Unless there is commitment to ensure that innocent people who are disappeared, who are tortured, who are extrajudicially killed by the state in the past elections, unless they can get accountability, their families will continue to express discontent, and I think in the future be bad for this country.
Government spokesman Ofwono Opondo says those facing court martial have similar rights as those before civil courts, like access to bail, lawyers, kin, and an open trial, except when they haven't called for one. Opondo said if the relatives choose, they can seek redress if they feel their loved ones aren't being treated fairly. Lutaya and the other 27 members will once again appear before the court martial next Monday. Nambi says she hopes that one day she lives to see her niece free and reunited with Lutaya's 7 and 12-year-old children. Halima Othmani for VA News, Kampala.